Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, September 19th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the renewal of work permits for Zimbabweans in South Africa.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
We would suggest that we start applying as early as possible, as soon as the online process comes up in October.
Wonke umuntu phakathi kwe 295,000 abapla ngo 2010 kabe ahambe baye apply sekuzobonakala khona ukuthi i Home Affairs Department ithini abantu bengahamba kuyathatha incwadi za my Nigeria nqabe apply la ama permit ngoba i Home Affairs izadingisisa emakhampani non la ukuthi abantu bayasebenza kumbe kabasebenza
imali ukuthi kuzoba 800 ukuapply le permit imali yakho uyibhatala e bank usuhamba le receipt ema ofisini lapha abazokuthatha i-cash lapho bazofuna ukuthi uhambe le bank card yakho lapho ema ofisini nabo uma uya khona or ubhadale before ufike lapho sole receipt.
Pakaitwa msangano nemusi wechitatu neMinistry of Home Affairs nemastakeholders. Saka pakanzi ipo vanhu vanenge vakuti vakwanise kuregister vanofanira kubhadhara mari inoita 800 rand pamunhu wega wega anenge achida kuapplya. ZSP uyezve pa police clearance vachigava vakatiwo vachazozivisa vanhu kuti vanenge vachifambisa sei.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the renewal of work permits for Zimbabweans in South Africa.
With less than 2 weeks left before close to 250,000 South African-based Zimbabweans start filing their applications for the second and last round of special dispensation permits, Pretoria's Home Affairs Ministry has outlined all the requirements and urged qualifying Zimbabweans to be ready by October 1st.
But economists are warning that with Zimbabwe's economic problems mounting, more and more Zimbabweans will be crossing the border into the neighboring country.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. That's the number for the WhatsApp number, which is 001-202-465-0318. If you want to call right now, call this number, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
kunjalo kufoti. Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi, tutauti tinge tichitarisa Gibbs, nire magwaro ikuti vanave Zimbabwe bari South Africa, vakwanise kunge vachishanda magwaro ya ariku tanga, kutanga achi, tanga kushanda iro gore rino ye. Kushika muna 2017 aswa mwari kuchikirwa kuti dambudziko riripo ndere kuti pane vamwe vanhu veZimbabwe asina kukwanisa kuenda kunotora mapepa iyaya nenyaya yekutya saka vakawanda vacho havana mapepa zvinova zvinhu zvichaita kuti vaomerwe neupenyu saka toda kunzwa kubva kuzvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti vari kuzviona sei mamiriro akaita zvinhu aigipi.
Yebo ke zulu kandaba lingalithola njani kola ngapho ke ngemakati langapho lo blessing ngayi siyaphila sibilo kumagama. Ye, esixoxa ngakho ke lamhlanje ukuthi sizwile ke uDepartment ye Home Affairs wele South Africa ithi abafuna ukuthola ingwalo zokuthi basebenze eSouth Africa kumbe bayebala abakufuna eSouth Africa kumbe njalo bavula amabhizimisi kuna ngale eSouth Africa sokumele belungise amaphepha abo kwezithi nxa efika October 1 sebengani sebelawo blessing wonke lawo amaphepha sizwile njalo ukuthi umuntu odinga amaphepha lawo kumele ebe ngomunye walabo abayi 295,000 abazuza kuqala. Siyakhumbula ngo-2009 kwaba lokukhana kodwa i-dispensation for Zimbabwe project lapha bathola khona. Ye, khathesi ke kuthiwa nxa ufuna ukuthi ungene futhi kumele ube passport ibe ilungile eZimbabwe kumele njalo utshengisele ukuthi usebenza ngapi bathi ungayi kuma Nigerians ufike ukhande uthi nanku lakho ngoba baza kudinga bakuthole khona lapho esiqukwini kuzokubuya njalo lokuthi nxa ufuna ukuvula ibusiness kumele ube lephetshana la ngkhona ukuthi ule business enje nanxa ufuna ukubala eSouth Africa usiye university lese Rhodes utshengisele ukuthi hayi ngiye Rhodes University nakamaphepha njalo akumelanga ukuthi ube ngumuntu olobungilimbani umuntu othanda ukuroba abanye no bathi unganqawula kokonoko kuyahlupa sizwile njalo ukuthi ke ukuthi uvule khonoko kuyaphela ngo December 31 ye kunjalo ke blessing mfowethu
ongoka hamazadiwa pari kutaurwa nyaya apo na Gibbs yekuti zviri kunzi vanhu vachaenda kunotorwa ma fingerprints nemaprisa vanenge vaonekwa kuti vanga vachiita zveumbavha kana kuti zvimwe zvakadaro daro zviri pamutemo vanogona kurambidzwa Gibbs kuti vange vachitora mapepa iwaya nekudaro tirakunzwa kuti muri kuti kudii nenyaya iyi munokwanisa kuti tumira ma message ima text message kuti kufonerei pa namba dzedu dzinoti 001 202 619 2077 namba dzedu zvakare 001 202 619 2077 and for those of you who are just joining us and tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk we are talking about the so-called special dispensation work permits for Zimbabweans resident in South Africa. Of course, the Minister of Home Affairs in South Africa has outlined the requirements for Zimbabweans who want to renew their work permits. Of course, these work permits will run until 2017. Gibbs.
I guess our two guests are now available on the line. Who do we have, by the way?
First, yes. We have Mr. Daniel Muzenda of the Zimbabwe Migrants Association. Mr. Muzenda, good evening.
Good evening, blessing. Good evening, Gibbs, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. We also have Mr. Ngabuto Mabena. Mr. Mabena?
Evening to everyone.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, we'll start with you, Mr. Muzenda. Tell us what is going on right now. You know, are people really preparing to actually get these, permits?
Thank you, Gibbs. Actually, this week, the Minister for Home Affairs here in South Africa, they actually issued a statement in relation to the implementation of the new immigration regulations, which came into effect on 26 May 2014. This was to clarify some asymmetries of information which is further compounded anxiety after the announcement by Minister Kigala on 12 August 2014 on the issue of the ZSP permit. So the department actually outlined the application process for the Zimbabwe special permit and the processing fees and what the Zimbabweans are supposed to do. So the processing time for the permit is actually going to be 8 weeks. And an announcement will also be made on where, when and when people can actually get their police clearances. And then on the issue of the expiry, like what the minister said in August, it's going to be 31 December. Even those permits which actually had expired, they are still valid up to the 31st of December. Mm-hmm. And then the minister also clarified on the issue of bank accounts. The department actually said that they are going to communicate with these other departments, the Bank Association of South Africa, SAP, Metropolis, and other stakeholders, that this should expire as well on the 31st of December 2014. And then on the issue of undesirable people, those who have overstayed here in South Africa, they can still appeal within 10 days for their applications to be considered for a reapplication of the ZSP payment. So those were some of the issues which were discussed by the Department of Home Affairs.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Ngabuto Mabena, who is the chairperson, of course, of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. There are some Zimbabweans in South Africa who are concerned that when South Africa first introduced this program to give Zimbabweans work permits, they could not apply for one reason or another. What is happening with those ones, those who don't have papers?
Well, thank you. Those who don't have papers or who did not manage to apply in 2010, they will not be able to apply for the reasons that the special dispensation is now done, that amnesty is now done. This is why people are now moving from the DZP permit to a Zimbabwe special permit. So those are not eligible to apply. But what we also need to clarify is that when the Minister Kikaba made an announcement some few weeks back, with regards to those that qualify this time around, they issued 245,000 permits, and they said these are the only people that are going to apply. But we know that 295,000 people applied in 2010. For one reason or another, some of them, they could not receive their permits. Uh-huh. Some permits are said to be still pending. Some were rejected. And there were no reasons that were given on why these permits were rejected. But now the Minister of Home Affairs is now allowing all those that applied, the 295,000, to apply. If you have your receipt that shows that you applied, you are free now to apply for any of the three permits which are available for application. But the other issue that Mzenda speaks to, which probably we need further to clarify, is the issue of those that are said to be declared undesirable. Mm-hmm. What is basically happens is when one gets to the border going to Zimbabwe, they then stamp your passport and indicate that you have been banned for a period ranging between 1 to 5 years, and you cannot come back to South Africa. What has been happening, we know with people that are already in Zimbabwe currently, and they can't come back. When they go to the South African embassy in Harare to apply to try and address this issue, they are given a letter for them to apply some email and a cell phone number, which does not go through. Because we've been trying the past week to help those that are in Zimbabwe who are not able to go through when they are in Harare. So what we've basically resorted to is to try and collect their affidavits, send their affidavits from Zimbabwe to us so that we can make a presentation to them at Home Affairs Department in Pretoria.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Yeah, sikhuluma ngesintu konabo ke ukwenzathi abantu bakuze kuhle sibili xa usiqhunza fuka amabhena. Njalo sizwile ukuthi kule 800 rand or rands okumele ibhadalwe. Bozo kuya le website kambe banenganganani abangena kuma website konoko into ezinjalo.
Hayi, lapho khona ukukhanya abaningi abangena kuma website njalo ama internet cafe agcwele South Africa kuma Nigerians. Themba abantu bazosizakala kanti kulama organizations amaningi ama Zimbabweans asebenza ngodaba lololo lwama permit esesivumelane khona ukuthi kuzabe kule ndlela lapho esancedisa khona laba abanganelisiyo ukuthi bangene kuma internet ba apply. Kodwa ke vele okufuneka nje basewujilo babuduke kufuneka 800 rand umuntu uyifake ebank khona bezasitshela next week ukuthi ibank account yimpi. Kule website lapho umuntu azovula khona, lapho azagcwalisa khona iform, kabasoze bavumele iform elifilwe ngesandla, bazofuna ukuthi iform ulifilele kucomputer ukuthi uhambise incwadi yakho yomsebenzi mbenye yesikolo mbenye yebhizinis, uhambise le copy yakho yepassport, ubuse uhambisa le police clearance. Ngeke ngichaze khonapho police clearance mhla ka 1 October kusiya ku 31 December u-applywa lobu ngela police clearance uyakwazi ukuthi ufake i-application yakho. Kube sekuthi mhla ka 1 November usiyagcina mhla ka 30 April ungavela u-apply uzafonela i-toll free number ube usucela ukuthi ufune i-appointment ehofisini lekhampani leyi nothe umafezo othiwa i-VFF engikwaziyo e-Gauteng izabe ikhona e-Midrand. Lapho umuntu azahamba khona kungenzeka ukuthi uhambe mhla ka 5 February usiyakwenza i-interview yakhona. Nxa usuhamba usiyakwenza i-interview kumele uhambe uthwele i-police clearance certificate lesiyana ngoba ukuthola i-police clearance kuthatha about 6 weeks. So umuntu anga-apply sithi kuleli viki ahambe ethatha ama-fingerprints emapholiseni kuzathatha 6 weeks. Kodwa njengoba futhi labe omafes bechile ukuthi basazovula ama-centers lapho abantu abazathatha khona ama-fingerprints bezama ukuthi baphangise ukuthi abantu bathole ama-police clearance. So umuntu nxa engela i-police clearance card esikakutsho ukuthi kawu-apply uya-apply-a kodwa ukusuhamba usuyakwenza interview usuyithwele i-police clearance.
Awubona ke mfowethu uChina sibili ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana mfowethu.
Regai tende kuna mkoma Shelton ku South Africa. Makadi mkoma Shelton.
Makadi enyu mkoma Blessing.
Aiwa tirinani. Mkoma Shelton makanga mambo apply here ma kuti mpoe ma gware kushanda ya kuna 2009 kuyo.
Blessing was a apply.
Mhm.
Kanga ta apply but manje akapera sachikamusa kushanda.
Mhm. Zviri kunzika maukwanisa kuti muende kuno a renew zviri kufamba sei pane matambudziko amuri kusangana nawo here?
Ah matambudziko anga tichisangana nawo zvizhinji muroad system driver pasaka mafrika anga chinetsa saisiya kutsvedza sei patino loader facho kana muroad macho but at least kana vatiwedzera kudari so tichitongofara wozvo
vanenge vachiti chimugwagwa umu
vanenge vachiti mapemisi enyu akaexpire kufanira kunge mushanda maifanira kunge makatogara sekuti mutodriva zvamuri kuita izvi.
Munosungwa here kana kuti munobhadhariswa chioko mhomwe zvinofamba sei?
Mkoma Blessing tinotopedzisira tatobhadhara chioko mhomwe because kusungwa kwacho vanga vamiswa naminista but manje maunongoziva mafrit emuno anenge akutoforsenidza kuti titobhadhara because vanenge vachiti hauna mapepa acho.
Saka munobhadhara mari manje paroadblock apa?
Tinongoendera nemupurisa anenge akubatawo kana achidawo yakati wandei ariyo hawawa anotiwa ma50 rand vamwe wacho ma100 rand zvingodero.
Zvakaoma asi muri kuti henyu muri kufara nenyaya iyo yekuti mune makwanisa kupiwa magwaro matsva ekuti mukwanise kushanda.
Tinotombofarawo zviri nani but makore acho angoitawo mashoma 3 years.
Ndinofunga panopera 3 years ndinofunga mune mabvumidzwa kuti mutsvagewo mapepa ekuti mukwanise kugaramo musinganzi renyuwa yezvinhu izvi kana kuti maresidence tinovimba kudaro.
Vakadero tingafare zvikuru mukoma Blessing.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Shelton nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa ndafara zvikuru kwazvo mukoma nekuti nguva zhinji ndaiona
ai watinotenda ticharamba tichikufonerai. Tine mumwe muteereri kusouth africa zvakare. Isaac, good evening.
Good evening Mr. Blessing, how are you?
I'm doing good. So Isaac, are you going to renew your permit? What's happening? Did you manage to apply the first time?
Yes, I managed, but I just firstly I wanted to ask about the police clearance because people are influxing in the police and asking for those clearance. So does it mean we have to go and ask for the clearance, or we have to wait for the minister to tell us where to go?
Okay, I'll ask Mr. Mabena to respond to that. Mr. Okay. Mabena.
Sorry.
Yes,
Isaac, acquired those permits, but right now they are not employed. What are they going to do? Because they don't have the letters from the employers because they are not employed right now.
Okay, I think Mr. Mabena, you can ask those two questions. The first, of course, is about the police clearance. The second one, I think you heard it, is saying that what if you are not employed?
Yes, the other people who got their permits in 2009, they were working during that time. But right now, they are not working, but they've got they are not working, but they want to apply. What are they going to do now? Because they don't have the letter from the employers.
Well, it's simple. If one is not working, one does not qualify for a permit. So if in the last 4 years, one lost their job, they need to find a new job as soon as possible, because if you don't produce a letter from your employer, you can't get a permit. Because one of the reasons that they are doing this is that they are saying in 2010 they issued the permits to criminals or people that are involved in criminal activities. They were getting fake letters and so on to claim that they are working. So if one is not working, it has to be clear there's no permit. In terms of the policy clearance, the reason why the Home Affairs is now talking to the Department of Police to create centers specifically for Zimbabweans is that the police stations at present, they are not coping with the number of Zimbabweans that are coming to apply to do their fingerprinting. For instance, a police station in Hillbrow, they only do 150 Zimbabweans per day, and that number is too small. And the process itself takes about 6 weeks. So this is why we then had to say, let us separate from the general fingerprinting, which is done by Zimbabweans, South Africans, and everyone, and they create places for Zimbabweans where they can then do these fingerprints. But you are not supposed to have your police clearance when you do your application online. You only check the police clearance when you now go for an interview. Like we were saying earlier on the 1st of October, you apply online, you submit your copy of your passport, a letter from your employer, just scan those. And then when you go for an interview, maybe a month or so, that's when you are required to produce a police clearance.
I hope you answered, Isaac.
Yes, I think they have been answered.
Thank you so much, Isaac, and have a nice weekend.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Blessing. Let me say hi to Mr. Rice, my friends here in Mpumalanga who are driving trucks, and the crew, the Studio 7 crew. Thanks, Mr. Maputo.
Mr. Ngabuto?
Thank you.
He said thank you so much. Isaac, thank you. Say hi to your friends. And tinemwe mutereri mkoma Peter vari ku Johannesburg makadi
I want ball
kuri sei Johnny
ku Johnny kuri nane
muri kutumira here zvinhu kumba hamungazoita kunge mujubeki kamuchiruzi here mujubeki
ndiri kutumira chaizvo tinoitwa Peter Matondo anobva kuchipinge
kanyiyo mungobva kanyiyo
ndinobva kuchipinge mahenya wadhipeti
aiwa zvinodakadza
ndofara negwaro ratapiwa nesouth africa dai varamba vakadaro kuratidza vamugabe kuti tava kupfumisa south africa
saka ibi hapana chiri kunetsa here pakuti mukwanise kunge muchiwana magwaro matsva ekushanda
hapana chinonetsa vakuru wangu chatiri kuda vanofanwa kuti vatijekisere kuti vatipe nzira yokuti tofamba takadii because patakaapplya pakutanga takaapplya tichiinda kuhome affairs chaiko yaguma purisa takandosvika zvose takapiwa magwaro saka izvezvi vanofanwa kuti home affairs vatiratidze nzira inopa chiedza kuti tisanetseka because isu vamwe tiri kumapurazi saka vanofanwa kutipa nzira kuti tofamba takadii kuitira kuti tichatora nguva kuti tiwane magwaro atiri da kuti atibatsire
regai timboti vamuzenda vambopindura ipapa vamuzenda muripo here parunare namba yavamuzenda inenge yatidonhei tichaedza kuti tivafonere but maybe let me just ask Mr. Mabena to respond to that. Mr. Mabena, Peter is saying he's in a farming community, but he's not really clear about how to go about renewing the work permit.
What we have done, we have also engaged the farmers union because these are the people that employ most Zimbabweans in the farming communities to ensure that their workers do apply for these permits, that the employers can assist their workers. We are also working with the other trade unions like COSATU to ensure that every Zimbabwean who applied in 2010 will also apply this time around. We have been checking in all provinces, in Toyando, in Northwest, and so on, to say those Zimbabweans that are not able to apply online, particularly in the farming community, we are sending teams to those areas where they will go and assist. Like I said earlier on, that we are working with quite a number of Zimbabwean organizations. They have volunteered so that we, all of us, send the teams that will cover those areas. But in some other areas, we don't think it's going to be a challenge. But the other issue that I also wanted to highlight is that we seem to have challenges in terms of the communication by the Home Affairs itself, internally, in terms of other government departments. For instance, we have Zimbabweans that are employed by the Department of Education who are working as teachers. Some of these people, their permits have already expired, and they are now told that they cannot renew the permit because they are saying Minister Dikava only made a statement but not communicate with them and writing that all permits are now expiring on the 31st of December. So we have challenges of those people who are about to lose their jobs. You have also the police that are now being arresting Zimbabweans who are said to have their permits expired. For instance, yesterday we were to run to one police station in Johannesburg, GP police station, where Zimbabweans were doing their fingerprints. So one lady was there, the permit had expired, and they had to arrest that lady. So we had to go there and negotiate on behalf of the lady. So these are the challenges that we continue to face from the Department of Home Affairs in terms of their lack of communicating with the other government structures.
Thank you. Mkoma Peter, vari kutumira zvimwe zvikwata iko kunzvimbo dzamuri kumaprazuku uye kutaurawo nemasangano evarimi mafarmers union ayaya. Imi makaita here musangano papraz penyu nevamwe varipo naye muzvina praz?
Tisati takamboita musangano that's why tichichema takabero because vari kuti kwai tichabhadhara 800 hatisi kuiramba but vari kuti 800 tiri kuibhadhara mubhengi. Mabhengi ari muno muSouth Africa akawana ameno atizivi kuti bhengi racho nderipi, tongopinda mubhengi tichibhadhara mari. Patakatora mapassport muno muSouth Africa takainda muStandard Bank true tichindobhadhara 750 kuti uve nepassport. Saka izvezvi vari kuti tichabhadhara 800 kubhengi, hatisi kuziva kuti bhengi racho nderipi racho.
Mr. Mabena,
what is happening is next week the VSF company, which is contracted by Home Affairs, is going to make all this information available. They are going to produce pamphlets, they will place adverts on newspapers, one, to indicate the website, to say if you are going to VSF, which website has the Zimbabwean form for applying for these permits. They will also indicate where one will have to deposit these monies for which we call these fees. Now, when you apply on the 1st of October, you don't need to submit a proof of payment. What you need to submit is your valid passport, your copy of a valid passport, your letter from your employer. When you then go for an interview, you then have to produce the proof of payment and the police clearance.
Manzwa akamukoma Peter vari kuti zvakawanda vachajekesa svondo rinouya, asi chakakosha chamuri kuda panapa ipassport iko zvino uye tsamba inenge ichibva kune munhu wamuri kushandira.
Okay, haipapo handiri right pandiri pano ndakatoperera.
Muri kunzvimbo ipi imimi titi vamabhena vatumire vanhu ikoko?
Inini ndiri padhuze panonzi pababsfontein plot 16 easter fontein.
Yeah. You heard that, Mr. Mabena?
Is that where is he?
I'm coming, Peter. Zogorai.
Babs Fontein.
No, that area we know it is not a problem. We will always get there. We have teams that will get there. We are more worried about these outlying areas where we have been having difficulty in reaching those communities. But those are the one that he mentions is very close to us. We'll be able to send the teams there.
Okay, Mgoma Peter, mazvinzwira vachatumira chikwata chavo kana vasina kutumira. Munotifonera kuno kuti tinovafonera futi tichitaura navo, asi vati vachatumira vanhu vanokubatsirai. Tinotenda Mukoma Peter.
Aiwa, neno ndinotenda.
Tinotenda. Mr. Mabena, please do stay on the line. We are continuing with this discussion. And for our radio listeners, as you know by now, we are streaming live on our radio to TV program. So simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And Cubes Dube saying, stay tuned, Zimbabwe.